We have two special guests in to RPH today. We welcome their excellencies, Lady Cosgrove and Sir Peter Cosgrove, and I'm privileged to have Sir Peter Cosgrove sitting opposite me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Sir Peter.
Good morning to you. It's lovely to be with you and your listeners.
And we were just chatting off air. In fact, we share quite a bit in common, Sir Peter and I, the fact that you were born in Paddington, as my father was, and you went to the same school.
Yes, that's right, and I describe myself and my little band of friends there as genteel urchins.
And at Underwood Street as well, which my father coined as Underworld Street in those days as well.
Well, yeah, there was an SP bookie up the road, but that's the only bit of, well, I suppose it's crime, that that I was aware of. The rest of it was just good old sort of battler, struggle street, I would have called it.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed. Well, we welcome you to the studio this morning, and listeners to 2RPH would have heard your prowess on the Sydney Morning Herald a few moments ago. You actually do read on our sister station in Canberra, 1RPH.
I do, and I just heard of the wonderful work being done by the RPH network across Australia, and I thought, well, there's a good way to reach out, even through the medium of reading a newspaper, to a lot of people who were reliant on RPH for a lot of their wider information.
I'm sure there are many organisations keen for your time and involvement. What is it about RPH that particularly appeals to you?
Well, I'm of an age where I grew up, and the only proper instruments of mass information were newspapers and the radio station. And I just have a love for the spoken word, spoken well, which is the profession of people who deliver information through the radio wave, airwaves, to Australians. So from my point of view, it was irresistible to think that people who had a difficulty reading print could get their information read by a largely volunteer group who extended their love through the airwaves.
And that's what sparked your interest in reading on radio?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. We're a volunteer radio station to RPH, as are most of the RPH stations. Do you see some common ground amongst other volunteer organisations in general?
I do. You can't put a price on, literally can't put a price on volunteerism in Australia. If all the people who provided voluntary services to others in the community had to be paid, if there was some law or rule that they had to be paid, we'd never afford it, literally never afford it. So Australia just revolves around, in terms of the quality of life and the cohesion of the community, revolves around volunteerism.
That's exactly right, and hear, hear to that. You came to national prominence probably, I mean, you've been in the Army since 1968, but you came to national prominence probably with the leading the Interfet Task Force with the annexation of East Timor in 1999. I loved your quote, and I assume it's attributed, it's factual, when you were made Australian of the Year in 2001. You did a lot of the talking and the soldiers did a lot of the working.
Yep. That's absolutely correct. I did say that, and I meant it. I also described myself more colourfully when I got back from East Timor and my first interview in Darwin, when we just returned the day after. They said, "Oh, you must feel really proud." And I said, "Yes, I'm like the monkey riding the elephant around the circus ring. The monkey sits on top feeling wonderful, but the monkey only thinks he's in charge."
I'm sure there's a bit more than that, Sir Peter. The role of Governor-General, of course, I won't compare the two between Governor-General and the services, but as your role, how do you see your role as Governor-General?
Well, it is a unique position within Australia, and I was just honoured, like you wouldn't believe, to have been invited to do it. And I'm now in what's roughly a five-year tenure, about halfway through. And I have to tell you that while we find it really hard work, and we make it hard work because we try to keep extremely busy, it is the greatest honour of our lives for my wife and I, and I treat every moment of it that the Governor-Generalship is not a rehearsal for something else. Mm-hmm. This is it, and we're going to ensure that we reach out to as many groups and people within Australia as we can over the 5 years to apply, I suppose, an affectionate embrace to all the people we see.
Well, and may I say that you certainly are doing that. I the word reassurance comes to my mind when I think of you, Sir Peter, among other things as well. And as I say, you are doing a magnificent job. Now, the job would by its nature, be terribly busy. There wouldn't be a lot of downtime, I would imagine. But I know you're a sports fan. But what when Sir Peter Cosgrove relaxes, what does he do?
Well, you're right. If the television goes on, it's for probably the news, but also if there's some pinnacle sport happening, if I can get a chance, I'll watch it or go there. This weekend, we've got our gold medal winning women's sevens rugby team.
They're playing today, I think.
They're performing today and tomorrow. And we hope that they're right on top of the form that took them to the gold medal in the Olympics. Our men aren't as highly rated, but they'll be playing in the men's side of the competition. Now, I'll go to that game tomorrow to cheer on the green and gold.
They're both sellouts, both days.
Yes, they are.
Saturday and Sunday. And you're a Rooster fan in the rugby league.
Yes, I follow the Roosters. And because I grew up in Paddington, it was in those days it was Eastern Suburbs, now generically known as the Roosters. But still with that fan base. So I follow them, and if through some catastrophe they're not in the finals, I transfer my love to Souths because they're next door.
Well,
there you go.
We have a kindred spirit there, Sir Peter, because I was going to say we're the arch rivals. I had a father who played for the Roosters back in the 50s and a brother who supports them. So we're rivals, but not as arch as I like to say.
No, not at all. And I saw the great Ron Coote yesterday. He's a pinnacle in the Ronald McDonald House organisation. And just to see that great footballer and remind myself of that golden era.
Yes, indeed. Bobby McCarthy was my idol as well from their great era. Thank you, Your Excellency, for visiting us today. It's been an absolute honour and a privilege. We thank you, and we wish you and Lady Cosgrove a very safe trip back to Canberra.
Well, thank you very much indeed, and our best wishes, of course, to all of your listeners.